Nolte, Grammy, Emmy voters quietly revolt against woke Nazis. By John Nolte on July 13, 2022. Comedian Louis C.K. won a Grammy in April. Comedian Dave Chappelle scored a Grammy nomination last year. And now he's won an Emmy nomination for his Netflix special The Closer, which is the one that got the woke Nazis all stirred up and elicited their hilarious cries of transphobic. So what's going on? How is this possible? If the entertainment business is so woke, how is it that hashtag MeToo villain Louis C.K., who's been blacklisted off the face of the earth, actually won a Grammy? As far as Chappelle, the woke Nazis hate The Closer more than they hate Top Gun, Maverick, more than they hate even Terminalist. Nothing terrifies and therefore angers the left more than a man, especially a black man, who refuses to stop telling the truth. In The Closer, Chappelle not only exposes the trans voodoo as voodoo, he ridicules it. But if we were to believe only what we read in the left-wing entertainment media, we'd believe Chappelle and The Closer were radioactive throughout the entertainment business. Same with Louis C.K., who needs to get a real last name. And yet, they are winning Emmy and Grammy love. So, I'll ask again. What's going on? The answer is simple, truth bumping up against fear. People are people are people. Even in Hollywood. Everyone in Hollywood knows 1, men cannot magically transform into women. 2, men should not be allowed to share locker rooms with women and little girls. 3, it is grossly unfair to allow men to compete in women's sports. And 4, the left-wing trans movement is staffed with fascist, deranged, angry, dangerous, and bitter Nazis who will destroy your career, your reputation, and your life if you dare respect biology and reality. And Hollywood is terrified of these Nazis. If you enjoy any kind of career in the entertainment business, from a prop master to an actor, chances are you worked hard to get there. You also know that about 1 million people are eager and ready to take your place. 1 mistake, just 1, and you're done. No one will tell you you're done. This isn't the 1950s when the blacklisters at least had the decency to say you're blacklisted. This left's blacklist is even more insidious. Without a word, the phone simply stops ringing. The result? A whole industry filled with people who know this trans insanity is indeed insane but are too afraid to say so. The result of that? A whole lot of bad movies and TV shows that are timely instead of timeless, which means they are as disposable as milk. Truth is timeless. Lies used to further an agenda are DOA. Of course, there are exceptions to this. There are always exceptions. Well, I should be careful about that. There are no exceptions in the corporate media where they are all, every single one of them, narrative slaves who violate their own conscience on an hourly basis. But in Hollywood, we do have a few brave souls, and Chappelle is one of them. As far as Louis C.K., I would say he's less a brave soul and more a guy with nothing left to lose. Anyway. With these Grammy and Emmy nominations, people in the entertainment business are telling Chappelle and Louis C.K., you're not alone. We like what you're doing. Don't stop. We want to support you publicly, but the risk is too high. But I can do it this way, and so can thousands of others. Emmy and Grammy voters are also sending a signal to others in the entertainment business that they are not alone in their hate of the woke Nazis. It's like the French underground during World War II or Roman Christians who drew a fish in the dirt. They're out there, they're just too afraid to say so out loud. Let's hope that, like the French underground and Christians, they eventually prevail against the woke oppressors determined to exterminate art. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.